Each August, Hancock, New Hampshire does what every good town should do. It celebrates itself. Hancock's Old Home Days are a chance for residents to relish the quaintness of their community. There's a talent show, ice cream social, and, perhaps the highlight, a high-spirited water ballet performance by a group of local ladies. As NHPR's Todd Bookman reports, they're called the Synchro Sisters, and they have a secret.
The Synchro Sisters come marching into town like they've never seen a cloud in the sky, never felt the sting of rejection. They smile and wave, and the crowd lining the parade route on Main Street smiles and waves back. In their colorful one-piece swimsuits, they offer a hint of the performance to come.
Pretty smoking hot.
Marianne Cullinan is one of the synchros who will perform at the parade's conclusion. She says, do not judge the sisters by their acrobatics. Do not judge them by their harmony. Instead, please just enjoy.
I would say the Synchro Sisters aren't always synchronized, and we're not always swimming, but we are always a spectacle to behold.
It's time to reveal the synchro secret. They perform in shallow water. Their synchro toes, in fact, are often pressing off of Norway Pond's sandy bottom. Ashley Flamino says calling them synchronized swimmers is, in fact, to misinterpret what these ladies accomplish.
So we do a lot of standing, a lot of twirling. There is some mechanics in the water where we're not actually standing, but it's sort of an illusion.
An illusion worth falling for every time. For the 9th consecutive year, the Synchro Sisters are about to dazzle dozens, possibly hundreds of fans in the pond in the center of this Norman Rockwell town. According to Julie Brown, the bar deserves to be high.
Sometimes we don't practice till June or July, a little too late, but this year we got an early start, so we're feeling prepared.
In the 1950s and 60s, the ladies of Hancock carried out a similar summer performance. In 2008, synchro mother Amy Marcus helped renew the tradition, and more recently handed over the reins.
I love that we passed it on to a new generation of women, because those of us that started it were, I don't know, we were in our 40s and 50s and some older than that. And I love that a group of younger women have taken it on and improved it even.
With the parade reaching its conclusion, the 15 sisters put on their swim caps. They huddle up for a last-minute pep talk when, no joke, a bald eagle starts circling.
Do you see it? Right there. That's a good sign.
With that all-American omen overhead, the clock strikes 12:30.
I'd like to introduce the Synchro Sisters. You are a very lucky crowd. They are going to do two numbers, and when they are done with their two numbers, there's going to be a kid's number, so don't leave after the first two numbers.
The opening number is set to a Florence and the Machine song. It starts out slowly, with each sister descending into the dark water. Then a crescendo builds. Arms sway left and right and reach for the sky. Then there's a wave of swan-like motions, flurry kicks, half pikes. Now a group of sisters are forming a circle, with a smaller group of sisters trapped inside of the circle. They anchor into a platform, and there, standing on their shoulders, three more sisters suddenly appear. They spring clear out of the water. The flying sisters look a little panicked, but the crowd loves it. For 11 or so minutes, there is nothing wrong with the world. The only thing we're thinking about are these ladies doing their thing, dancing their hearts out underwater to the contours. The Synchro Sisters do know a secret. It's to not take themselves too seriously. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.